Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board is expected to approve a joint resolution between the County and the City of Eureka for strategies in addressing homelessness. The two governments have agreed to support a Housing First approach and the implementation of the Housing Strategy and Plan. The Eureka City Council is expected to approve the resolution at tonight's City Council meeting as well. The supervisors are also expected to adopt an amendment to the county code regarding compensation for board members. The ordinance will bring supervisor pay increases as well as increases to employee retirement contributions into line with other top-level county employees. Those changes will mean a 3% savings for the county and retirement costs each year. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from the County Agricultural Commissioner and representatives from SICPA about a proposed medical marijuana track and trace program that will identify medical cannabis from its county of origin. SICPA will run a pilot program at no cost to the county and return with a report on the results that include issuing permits, conducting inspections of participating growers, and other performance indicators. The supervisors will also hear the annual report from the Headwaters Fund Board and are expected to adopt new staff recommendations by resetting the principal limit at $13.4 million, with $5 million available for grants and loans. Staff also recommends for the board to work with the county treasurer on the investment of funds outside the county pool. The board is also expected to approve the appointment of Fortuna business owner Gina McClendon to the vacant Headwaters Fund Board seat and the reappointment of board members Buzz Webb and Charles Ellsworth. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a robbery that occurred in Wichpeck on Sunday night, in which the three suspects were wearing Sheriff's Office material. Three victims reported to law enforcement that the three men entered the residence, one armed with a pistol and the other two with shotguns. The three men were also wearing jackets, each with the Humboldt County Sheriff's emblem, and they zip-tied the three victims. The suspects stole cash in a 2014 white Toyota Tundra pickup, and they fled the scene. The three suspects remain at large as the investigation into the robbery continues.
Thank you, Jordan. On Sunday, the sheriff's office was notified that a boat docked at Fields Landing had sunk and that the caretaker of that boat, 50-year-old Charles Robinson, may have been on board. Robinson was last seen leaving the boat on Saturday, but it was unclear if he had gone back aboard. The sheriff's office issued a missing persons report for Robinson on Monday morning, and by Monday afternoon, Robinson had been located. A Eureka City Council member called the sheriff's office to report that Robinson was in good health and was safe and sound. The boat, however, remains underwater. Last Friday, Humboldt State University police arrested Justin Ferris Patrick for lewd acts after a woman in the university library reported his actions to police. Patrick was arrested and booked into county jail. Yesterday, the university issued a flyer urging campus residents to use caution if they see Patrick in or around campus. He was banned from school property for 7 days, and he is subject to arrest if he's found on campus. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The passage of the Medical Marijuana Act by the state legislature ensured one thing. There are going to be a lot of meetings regarding how the county crafts ordinances aimed at regulating the cultivation, sale, and distribution of medical cannabis. Those meetings will involve elected officials, professional staff members, and the members of various committees that provide guidance to the Board of Supervisors, such as the Planning Commission, and that can lead to conflict. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed to conflict between county staff and the Planning Commission regarding outdoor cultivation.
The Planning Commission put in a huge amount of time and effort into modifying the draft commercial cannabis cultivation ordinance. And then when staff took all of the input from the commission, turned it into a final product and brought it before our board, they still said staff's recommendation is different than the Planning Commission's recommendation. And that got the commission's hackles up.
Lovelace then explained that county staff are professionals, paid to provide the best guidance to the board regardless of other interests or conclusions.
Staff are professionals, and they bring forward their best professional recommendation, whether we like it or not.
Today, the board hears a presentation from a firm that will track and trace local cannabis, just one of the many proposals that will be introduced in the coming months regarding the regulation of medical marijuana. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.